Lead scientist at the Lassifer volcano, Professor Richard Robertson, says proper systems are now in place to monitor activities at the Lassifer volcano. Dr. Robertson says the team has been continually providing scientific updates on the volcano, and the public should listen to the authoritative source of information.
We do a lot, as you know, to try to make sure that people get right information, get, I think, the thrust for the outreach team has been to ensure that people are well educated about the volcano, both in terms of having information about what's happening, but also begin to understand it in a way in which, you know, things like these really shouldn't upset people and that they should not become rumor. Clearly, we have a team of people that are monitoring the volcano closely. We have a set of instrumentation that is as good as it has ever been in terms of monitoring the volcano. So the chances of us having something happen without us knowing and having known, not telling the public in a speedy manner, would be extremely unusual. So I think as soon as people heard whatever started, they should have realized, given that you didn't have an authoritative source like Seismic or like NEMO saying or validating that, that it must have been something incorrect. People need to bear in mind that we have a system in place and the system is working. It has worked so far, and they need to have confidence in that and, you know, not put themselves under any undue worry when they see and hear things that are clearly giving the wrong impression.
Commenting on the incident at the Lassifer volcano last Saturday, Professor Robertson says there is a vast difference between the steaming and explosion of a volcano.
You could tell the difference between a steam plume and an explosion plume. People in the civilization should know by now. It's gray. The explosion plumes tend to be more gray. The steam plumes tend to be more white. They look like steam from a kettle, from any kind of steam in the air. Look like white smoke, essentially. And that's what that looked like. I saw it developing. I saw when the first puffs came up, and then they were a little bit more, and they sort of coalesced into something that appeared to be bigger. But if you continue to look at it, you would have seen that it actually didn't continue steaming as vigorous for a long time. It actually went back to sort of its normal state. So like an hour after those videos taken, there is nothing to be worried about, to indicate that anything unusual was happening. While an explosion would have been clear. I've always said that when this volcano erupts, it's unquestionable that it's erupted. Everybody in Timiston knew there was an explosion. There wasn't any question. So when there's a question, you really have to wonder if there's any truth in it.
Professor Robertson noted that while volcanic activity has been on the decline, there is a continued presence of near-surface hotspots and persistent degassing. With today's Lassifer volcano update, I am Dion John.